This is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 2000. This is issue number 180, and I'm your host, Fred Vobey, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. On this edition, John Bowker starts us off on 550 from the East Coast. Mark Durenberger has the clear channels in order. We'll also hear some ratings from Ken and some ranting from Scott. But first, here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Four editions of the switch this month, starting with reference number 473 and these call letter changes. 920 KAYO in Olympia, Washington, which, by the way, is silent at the moment. They become KGHO as part of a call swap. Here's another swap, this time in Florida. 1040 WJNO, Boynton Beach, Florida, becomes WBZT. And on 1290 WBZT, West Palm Beach, Florida, becomes WJNO. 1480 WTHI, Terre Haute, Indiana, another silent station with a new call that should signal its return, WPFR. And on 1490 KGHO in Hoquiam, Washington, becomes KAYO. In our otherness department, on 730 WBZS, Alexandria, Virginia, has returned to the air. 1200 KOQI in Soquel, California, this new station has been heard testing on the air. 1580 CBJH, Chicoutimi, Quebec, has gone silent. Moving on to number 474, these call changes. 580 KLBG, Alexandria, Louisiana, this station is silent, is expected to return to the air under the new call KJMJ. 610 WEZN, Birmingham, Alabama, becomes WRJS. On 960 KLAD, Klamath Falls, Oregon, changing to KKJX. 1060 KFNA, El Paso, Texas, becomes KXPL. 1130 KCIB, Milan, New Mexico, changing to KQEO. 1160 WWON, Fenton, Michigan, becomes WCXI. On 1190 KHAD, DeSoto, Missouri, a station that is presently silent because of a fire, they changed their call to KCBW. 1250 KALO in Port Arthur, Texas, they never changed that call. They remain KDEI. 1280 WSQV, Berwick, Pennsylvania, becomes WFBS. They are silent, expected back on the air in the next month or so. 1450 WDYZ, West Warwick, Rhode Island, becomes WHRC. 1470 WTBL, Dunedin, Florida, going back to WLVU. And on 1520 KQEO, Albuquerque, New Mexico, becomes KYJY. One grant of interest on 1220, CJOC, Lethbridge, Alberta, receives a grant to move to 106.7 FM. And under otherness in 700, CKRD, Red Deer, Alberta, they now have their 105.5 FM operation on the air. Their AM is simulcasting, but will go silent for good in the spring. And on 1120, KCLE in Cleburne, Texas, last month we told you they had moved to 1140 because we saw an article in a trade publication that said they did. But according to Mr. Moss, who is the owner of the station, they are still on 1120. The towers for the new transmitter site are going up as we speak, and the move to 1140 is expected to happen sometime in the month of March. In reference number 475, just one call change, 1130 WASP, Brownsville, Pennsylvania, changes to WOGG. And under otherness, on 1230 WLOG in Logan, West Virginia, this station is gone. The license canceled, the call deleted. 1450 KOBO, Yuba City, California, has gone silent. And on 1630, the new expanded band station in Clovis, California, KNAX, has been testing on the air and is expected to begin their regular broadcast schedule very soon. Finally, moving to reference number 476 with these call letter changes. On 570 WHNZ, Pinellas Park, Florida, becomes WTBN. 620 WSSA, St. Petersburg, Florida, they become WHNZ. 1110 KJTT, Oak Harbor, Washington, a silent station expected to return soon. They will have the call KWDB. 1270 WBHC, Hampton, South Carolina, becomes WHGS. 1340 KQIL, Grand Junction, Colorado, changing to KTMM. 1550 WWWN in Vienna, Georgia, becomes WKTF. And on 1670, the new expanded band station in Moreno Valley, California, will have the call KSUL. Under otherness, 870 WQRX Valley Head, Alabama has returned to the air. On 1200 WMIR, Atlantic Beach, South Carolina also has returned to the air. 1280 WFBS in Berwick, Pennsylvania, presently silent but scheduled to return to the air in April. And on 1380 WTMC, Wilmington, Delaware, this silent station will return as a non-commercial operation in March with an all-traffic format. That wraps it for our part. Now let's head south. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry, and hello, everybody. This is the Travelogue program segment of the DX Audio Service, and what you're going to be hearing for the next few minutes are recordings made of legal station breaks from AM broadcast stations from the western half of the United States, at least for the most part, if Cincinnati's in the western part of the country. But at least they'll all have one thing definitely in common. These stations all broadcast at 550 on your radio dial. Now, as I mentioned at the end of last month's travelogue, we're going to be starting in the River City because we have several things from there to play for you. We're going to start by taking you back to 1972 on this, the DX Audio Service for March 2000. Boy, that should take you back if you live in the southern Ohio or northern Kentucky region, or did so 30 years ago. That recording was made in 1971, according to my notes, and indeed, we were driving along, just like the song said when we made that recording. Now, Fred Vobey provided this next jingle from WKRC. There's no date on it, when it might actually have hit the air. This is a copy of a studio cut from that station.
WKRC 550 in Cincinnati.
Boy, you can sure tell the quality, can't you? But things haven't always been so melodic and smooth in Cincinnati at 550, or at 1530, or at several other dial positions. Here, for example, is a recording made there at 550 on the dial in 1995.
Talk Radio 550 WCKY tells you about the tri-state, after ABC tells you about the world. It's coming up on 9 o'clock.
This is the home of the Bengals. Talk Radio 550 WCKY, Cincinnati.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick.
You know, that still doesn't sound right to me, 550 WCKY. Now, last month, we played for you the most deceiving ID, I think, in the entire collection, WICE, Pawtucket, in Providence. Remember that one? Oh, boy. But here comes one that's a little more confusing, and I don't know what station I'm listening to when I'm all done listening to it. See if you can figure it out.
When bad weather threatens, stay tuned to 550 WLW.
This was WKRC Cincinnati. Now we're 550 WLW, the home of the Bengals and the home of Larry King, weekdays noon to 3. It's 4 o'clock.
Let me give you a clue on that last station. It was not WLW. It couldn't be WLW. It never was WLW. Ah, boy, the FCC is a little lax, I think, in following up on some of these people.
It's 12 o'clock at U55, WSAU, Wausau.
ABC News, I'm John Grimes.
You know, I remember one of life's little disappointments when we drove into Wausau, Wisconsin. I wanted to see the railroad station that was shown so many times, 10 years ago or so, as part of the Wausau insurance commercial. Any of you remember that on television? Well, we found the building. It's still there, just like in the ad. But it's now a Boy Scout office. No trains in sight anywhere. Oh, boy. But that brings us now to the big divider, the Mississippi River, and it brings us there 29 years ago.
In America's heartland, the one radio station for CNN headline news, sports, and weather. 550 KSD AM, St. Louis. Headline
5 News, I'm Valerie Hoff.
And then more recently there...
Just never come.
Someday, Alan Jackson. We join the Mutual Network now at Classic Country KUSA, St. Louis. With Mutual News, I'm Dave Puritan in Washington.
You know, I don't have KTRS on tape at this time, and if anybody does and would be willing to send a copy to us, we'll use it later this year when we play catch-up. Let's go into Texas now and listen to a station that we all visited back just a year and a half ago at the NRC convention.
And companies in trouble. Hear it right here when you hear me weekdays 9 to noon on KTSA San Antonio's news station.
KTSA 24-hour newsroom. I'm Elizabeth Ruiz. Good morning.
Good morning, Elizabeth. And you know, that was the chief engineer of KTSA that came over to our convention in San Antonio a year and a half ago and gave us a great talk, interviewed both Fred and Paul Swearingen on the air on KTSA, and that was quite a time. So let's give him a second shot at the limelight here.
KTSA has always been there, every decade, every year, day in and day out, hour by hour. That's why when San Antonio wants news, San Antonio turns to the city's only 24-hour newsroom, AM 550, KTSA, San Antonio's news station.
Very fond memories of the River City there, but we must move along to the middle of the Lone Star State.
Hot Country, KCRS, 103.3 FM and 550 AM stereo, KCRS, Midland, Odessa, with today's country, absolutely the most music.
And you know, of all the IDs in the whole Travelog collection, here is one of the most complete you could possibly ask for, and they do it nearly every hour.
Alabama, and boy, if you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a band.
This is KBGB-FM Great Bend and KFRM Salina, with studios and offices in Great Bend, Hutchinson, and Wichita, with transmitter in Cloud County, Kansas.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm John Belmont.
Okay, John. Oh, say, wait a minute. Here's another ID from them we recorded just 2 years after that one. And indeed, they've added to it, if you could believe it.
Stay tuned for another hour of entertainment and information on 550 KFRM Salina, serving 9 states in the heartland of America, transmitting from Cloud County, Kansas.
I'll be darned. You know, Cloud County is in the north-central part of Kansas, and I've looked at an atlas. Still have trouble figuring out what the 9 states would be that they serve. I don't know. I'll let you do that. Maybe they mean at night on their 110-watt signal. I don't know. Well, let's go north anyway, in the dead of winter, and see if you can guess at least one person who did not make the following recording.
Once again in Bismarck, we have some light snow, 11 degrees. It's 1 minute past 10 o'clock.
He's gone back, friends we had, times...
You know, that is a well-done jingle. They got the syncopation just right. I think that's very good. And by the way, the person who didn't make the recording is me, not in weather like that. Oh, boy. I was going to say about the jingle, though. Other stations would have the lyrics read, 55 FYR, but here they syncopated the 55 part, and I think that's great. And by the way, Fred Vobey made that recording for us. He likes cold weather.
The Brooks there on that one, What You Gotta Do With a Cowboy. You know, a lot of people might think that Chris's records just are heard, admired here in America. Not true. He's had success in England, New Zealand, Australia, France, and Germany. This is KBOW Butte.
I'm Mike Pulsifer. President Bush created quite a stir at the Republican convention in Houston when he hinted at some cabinet changes.
That always does it, I can tell you. Let's head up into the Rocky Mountains away from President Bush in Washington, and we'll start up in the northwest corner of Colorado.
KREI AM Craig is 55 Country. It's 10 o'clock.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, good day. I'm David Cole.
This next station's in the Ute Indian Reservation, just a handful of miles to the northeast from the famous Four Corners of the United States. That's where Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, and Colorado all meet, if you recall.
May we put on the mind of Christ and seek only the Father's glory and our true happiness in Jesus our Lord. This is your good news station, KLLV in Breen, Colorado. K-Lov time is coming up on the hour of 10 o'clock.
And from the desert down to the heavy civilization in the Salt River Valley for the popular 550 voice of Phoenix, Arizona.
The music you know, the news you need. KOI Phoenix. It's 4 o'clock. CNN Radio News, I'm Stan Case. Republicans and Democrats are checking their strategies now that Ross Perot has settled on a running mate.
Well, okay now. Give me a little nostalgia, will you? I know. KOI moved from 550 up to that powerhouse frequency of 1230 just last year. Out of deference to the almighty dollar, let's listen to the new sports voice of Phoenix at 550.
Sports Radio!
Sports Radio 550.
KTME!
AGME, Phoenix. A station of Chancellor Media Corporation. Sports Radio comes to you at 550 on your AM radio, featuring all the guys who've made us the top-rated sports station in Phoenix the last 6 years.
He fell to the ground like a rock.
Welcome to the 21st century.
All right, and of course, we do welcome KGME and hope its reign in Phoenix is at least as long as KOY's at 550 on the radio. And that brings us to cross into the Golden State. We sweep up into the valley and we set the clock back to 1991. You know, actually, I should have brought up this next one first, because that was recorded in 1991. This was recorded in 1987, and this was their call sign for many years before that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Much More Music Station.
K-A-F-Y, Bakersfield.
All right, and today in Bakersfield...
Or back-to-back music at KUZZ, Bakersfield's best country.
And here's one of the relatively few NPR stations on the AM dial.
You're listening to Performance Today this morning on Oregon Public Broadcasting. We are KOAC, 550 AM Corvallis, KOPB, 91.5 FM Portland, KOAB, 91.3 FM Bend, and KRBM, 90.9 FM Pendleton. The contributor-supported radio stations of Oregon Public Broadcasting, it's where you belong.
And of course, we were listening to KOAC in Corvallis at that point. We were on our way to spend a week within sight of the Peace Arch. That's on the United States border with British Columbia a couple of years back. And we parked right in the shadow of KARI's towers.
Right to the Prophecy Church of the Air, box 60632, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73146. This is KARI Blaine. Let's join the Minrith Meyer Clinic in progress.
And in 1996, we did a thorough tour of all Anchorage stations, including this one. The call letters, by the way, refer to the Kenai Peninsula.
Station of the Alaska Radio Network. This is KENI 550 News Radio, Anchorage.
From ABC News, I'm Catherine Smith. Murder charges have been filed against O.J. Simpson in the brutal killings of his ex-wife and a male friend.
That gives you some idea of when we were up there. Indeed. And our last stop today is nowhere near where we've ever been. So many thanks to the members of the NRC and the DX Audio Service who, over the years, have shipped IDs to us from Waialuku in Hawaii.
Hi there, I'm Mike McCartney. Join me every Tuesday and Sunday morning from midnight to 4:30 right here on KMVI Waialuku.
The time in Hawaii is 4 o'clock.
Mutual News via satellite. I'm Bill Gormley.
Okay, Bill, and that's about as far as we can go at 550 kilohertz, so next month we'll be looking to start in again. Maybe at 560 on the dial, you never know. And that's going to start in Maine's largest city, if memory serves me right. Yeah, I think so. Now, you know, that isn't all that far from where Bruce Conti does his DX listening. So what do you say we head at least as far as New Hampshire right now for the DX Digest? Bruce?
Thank you, John, and hello, DXers. Welcome to the DX Digest. This month, something a little different to add another dimension to Mr. Bowker's travel log, DXing on 550 kilohertz. From my New Hampshire listening post, 550 has produced a mix of international and domestic catches over the years. Most distant is YVKE Mundial, Caracas, Venezuela, followed by Radio Rebelde, Cuba. From Canada, I've logged CHNO Sudbury, Ontario, and a more frequent visitor, CHLN Trois-Rivières, Quebec, in French. But for the most part, 550 is dominated by The Buzz, WLKW, Pawtucket, Rhode Island, along with WDEV, Waterbury, Vermont, and WGR, Buffalo, New York. Right now, with WLKW nulled out by phasing, this is WDEV approaching the top of the hour.
Well, the weekend has arrived, and we've got a winter storm warning in effect tonight through Saturday morning. Snow tonight, heavier times this evening, temperatures holding steady around 20 degrees through the overnight as well. We're going to have quite a bit of snow. Saturday, more snow, diminishing to scattered showers around midday, ending in the afternoon completely. How much snow? Well, for our region, anywhere from about 5 to 10 inches for north-central sections of Vermont. High temperatures will reach into the upper 20s on Saturday. AM 550 WDEV Waterbury Montpelier and 96.1 WDEV FM Warren broadcasting from the top of Sugar Bush at 6 o'clock.
Now I'm detuning the phasing to pull in WLKW Rhode Island. Perhaps it's not too far beyond the top of the hour for an ID. Let's listen for a moment.
A couple of crashes there after Cool Street, 95 South. An accident down by 117. 195 traffic moving slowly. Police security. Colors, styles, and outstanding furniture values. All in a fun-filled atmosphere. It must be Cardi's Furniture Superstore. It's open every night till 9:30. See you there. I'm Mike Sheridan on 550, The Buzz.
And now the forecast with Gary Best. This weather report is the service of Pinkos.
Winter storm continues for tonight into the first half of tomorrow. Now for tonight, we've got snow out there moderately heavy through this evening. Eventually, a little sleet or freezing rain could mix in, especially along the coast. Temperatures in the upper 20s overnight. The snow winds down by midday tomorrow. It's just light snow, actually, during the morning. And then mostly cloudy for the afternoon with a high of around 32 to 33 degrees. Total snow accumulation by midday tomorrow, around 4 to 7 inches, with the lighter amounts again near the coast. And then for Sunday, partly sunny skies, 35. Looks pretty good, by the way, into early next week. I'm Gary Best on 550 The Buzz.
With Pinko's newest location in North Attleboro at 40 Cumberland Ave, they now have 5 Providence area locations to serve you. Pinko's, express yourself. In other news, State Senator John Colonna is calling on the governor to order thermostats in state buildings.
Well, I guess we missed the legal ID as we were listening to WDEV at the top of the hour, so we'll settle for The Buzz, which of course identifies this as Pawtucket, Rhode Island on 550. Nothing from any farther west than Buffalo, New York is ever heard here. However, 550 can be hit pretty hard with a hit from Algeria on 549 kilohertz when conditions favor transatlantic reception. This next clip from just a few nights ago. First, you'll hear a 1 kilohertz hit against 550 with the receiver tuned to 549. Then I'll switch in the phasing, which knocks out the hit, but leaves little if any audio from Algeria on 549 kilohertz. Again, not much from Algeria on 549 on that night. And that gives you a good idea of what 550 sounds like in New Hampshire. How about at your listening post? It might be interesting to share what you're hearing on 560, 570, and so on, coinciding with the travel log over the next couple of months. A brief report with samples of your DX similar to what you just heard would be great, or it can simply be a written report accompanying a tape recording. Don't worry about editing or cleaning it up for the DXAS. That's my job as a program editor. I'm here to make it as easy as possible for you to contribute. The address, 46 Ridgefield Drive, Nashua, New Hampshire, 03062-1174. You may want to share some tips and techniques, or perhaps some DX history, too, like this gentleman, whose voice I'm sure you'll find to be familiar.
Hi, Bruce. This is Jerry Starr. You know, every once in a while when DXers get together, the conversation turns toward the so-called good old days, and I guess it depends on when you started DXing what the good old days actually are, but you hear people talking about the late 60s and early 70s and what conditions were like then and how much better they were than they are today. And my personal opinion is the conditions themselves may not have been that much different than they are now, but of course the station density on the broadcast band is a lot higher than it used to be. And of course the Monday morning silent periods are pretty much a thing of the past now. But anyway, I was going through a desk drawer a few days ago and I unearthed a tape that I had made on 10/23/67 of Radio 1 from Great Britain on 1214 kilohertz. And this is just kind of a startling example of the way TAs used to be heard here in the Midwest and certainly will probably never be heard again. Notice that there is no adjacent channel slop from either Philadelphia on 1210 or my very close, almost local Cleveland station on 1220. The reason, of course, it was a Monday morning and both those stations were off the air, conditions that don't exist today. Anyway, here's the way TA sounded here in the Midwest one cold October morning in 1967.
Hey, brother, is that not a real for you there? Chris Clark, and an office over from head to toe. Lovely job downtown. It's now 12 minutes past 7. And just in case you work in our time, a little slow coming across. Monday, October the 23rd.
I would imagine that for those of you who live along the East Coast, in DXer's paradise that hearing 1214 was not a big deal, but it was always a definite treat here in the Midwest to hear any transatlantic signal. Over the course of my DXing career, I did manage to bag close to 60 transatlantic stations, but as I look back in the log, the most recent one was almost 20 years ago. So maybe they were the good old days. Bruce?
Thank you, Jerry. Those certainly were the good old days. Although not of the same quality, transatlantic DX is still possible in the Midwest. It was just a couple of years ago when I visited with some DXers in the Columbus, Ohio area and demonstrated phased wires to hear almost as good copy of Croatia on 1134 kilohertz. And at the NRC convention in Knoxville, Tennessee, Croatia was heard in a similar demo. Of course, I'm talking phased 500-foot wires, RF amplified, into a Drake R8 receiver. Highly specialized equipment compared to what DXers used some 40 years ago. So I guess those were the good old days. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73 and good DX.
Thanks, Bruce. Now let's take a look at our CPC test calendar. KEYZ 660 in Williston, North Dakota will conduct a DX test using 5,000 watts using both the day and night patterns. This test will be on March the 6th. From 0129 to 0159 Central Standard Time. Reception reports may be sent to Mr. Earl Gross, Chief Engineer, KEYZ Radio, Post Office Box 2048, Williston, that's Williston, North Dakota, 58802-2048. This test was arranged by Blaine Thompson for the NRC. WELC 1150 in Welch, West Virginia will conduct a DX test using 5,000 watts non-directional on Sunday, March the 26th from midnight to midnight 30 Eastern Standard Time. There will be Morse code IDs. Reception reports should be addressed to Mr. John Sidote, that's S-I-D-O-T-E, at WELC Radio, Post Office Box 949, Welch, W-E-L-C-H, West Virginia, 24801. This test was arranged by Blaine Thompson for the NRC. WTBQ 1110 AM, Warwick, New York, will conduct a DX test on Saturday, April 1st, from 0515 to 0600. This test will feature novelty music and Morse code IDs. Reception reports may be sent to Mr. Rob McLean, that's M-C-L-E-A-N, at WTBQ Radio, 62 North Main Street, and the city is Florida, F-L-O-R-I-D-A, New York, 10921. Or they may be emailed to him at AM1110 at Magic Carpet, that's magiccarpet.com. This test was arranged by Lynn Hollerman of the IRCA and Rob McLean of WTBQ Radio. As always, Blaine is looking for donations. Please send stamps, money for supplies, or maybe just some ideas for stations to target to Blaine Thompson, that's B-L-A-I-N-E, Thompson, at Post Office Box 15762, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46885. And that's our CPC test calendar. Now let's swing it over to the Twin Cities.
Mark Dernberger here with the Clear Channel portion of our monthly DX audio service. As spring approaches and we emerge from another winter's DXing, it may be appropriate to look back to a time not so long ago when a dozen or so frequencies on the AM band really stood out at night since there was only one station on each of the channels. As far back as 1928, the Federal Radio Commission had set aside and protected a group of 40 AM frequencies, intending to authorize only one high-power station on each of the 40 channels. It was only a few years later, in the early 1930s, that the newly established FCC began to authorize duplicate operation on a number of those 40 frequencies. But for many years, 25 of the remaining channels, the so-called 1A channels, remained intact, protected for wide area nighttime coverage. In fact, for a time, it appeared the 1A stations might be authorized for as much as 750,000 watts. For many years, these 1A radio stations served as full-service comrade and nighttime companion.
This is the station serving the nation all night from the music room at Hobbs House on 830 Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, WCCO.
WCCO was one of the stations still able to make that claim in the 1970s. Earlier in 1961, the FCC in its wisdom permitted duplicate operation on 13 of the 25 clear channels and authorized 50,000-watt secondary stations in the West. This had the immediate effect of bringing new local service to previously underserved areas, and it also had the effect of creating a whole new layer of nighttime radio interference. Then in 1980, the commission would issue the final decree breaking up those remaining 12. But in the years prior to that final order, the Clear Channel operators swung into action to enlist public support in the hopes that a groundswell from the public might generate the political pressure needed to help them preserve their dominant Clear Channel protection. The complete story of how the Clear Channels were broken up is told in a series of articles in Radio World, and will be the subject of an After Dark series issued by our DX Audio service. But today, we wanted to read to you two newspaper stories which serve as examples of how the Clear Channel broadcasters were pulling out the stops in search of favorable publicity. The first story is about some of the popular nighttime radio hosts. It will no doubt strike a responsive chord for many of our old-timers. Night Voices, the Nation's Dial-A-Friend. An article that appeared in the Washington Post, December 14, 1976. The voices of radio late at night come in clear from afar on those 50,000-watt boomers that send the searing sounds of rock riding the airwaves from Fort Wayne, the twang of guitar and country voices from Nashville, ballads from big cities, and a reassuring voice that guides one down the dark morning hours to daybreak. A farmer in Iowa talking about corn, one of those innocent down-home talk show conversations that go nowhere except everywhere. Driving alone in the night, tethered by a white line, a turn of the dial takes you back home, starts you longing to be there or makes you glad you're not. It settles and soothes, static-free, an electronic haven for a nation of transients. It's mysterious. You never know who's going to be listening, says one of the voices. Their special trophies are postcards from Johannesburg or Germany, anywhere distant. Their satisfaction is a suicide averted or a link-up for the lonely, the bedridden, and solace for insomniacs. Talking or listening, simultaneously strangers and intimates, they can be counted on, those night voices. Buddy Ray, as do most voices in the night, uses the personal approach. Come on by, Buddy Ray, whose voice rises and dips like a Sunday preacher's likes to say to the drivers behind the big wheel on the rigs that roll right through Wheeling on Interstate 70. Come on by and shut 'em on down. There's a buzzer on the door. It's Buddy Ray's birthday. He's 35 and his mail and presents pile up. It sure feels good, he says, to know all you folks are listening. Up in Boston, Larry Glick of WBZ. Glick, who is a nightclub hypnotist and proprietor of two Mind Power offices, is taking calls now on his all-night talk show. John from Nashville, who describes a high-rise mausoleum there. Moosey, who talks football. Cy, who doesn't make sense to Glick. And a woman who says she's calling from a hospital, is blind, and suffering a number of ailments, which she lists, but nevertheless sounds happy. Like Glick, Herb Jepko gets calls that jar the special calm of night. Not long ago, the Herb Jepko Nightcap Show, which originates from KSL in Salt Lake City and is carried on stations around the country, received a call from a fellow named Bud. Bud said he lived in a cabin near Yellowstone National Park and skied over to a phone booth to report his forthcoming marriage to a woman from the Philippines he had never seen. He began corresponding with her, he said, because both were card-carrying members of the 300,000-strong JEPCO listening group called the Nightcaps International Association. But most all-night callers are contented with something less momentous than marriage, if only the voice can answer some immediate urgent questions. My son has a hog-nosed snake, says a 1 a.m. caller to KMOX St. Louis, which covers most of the country after the sun goes down. My son was told that it eats nothing but frogs or toads, and I was wondering if you might have any information that would help him figure out what else it could eat. Dulcet tone Jim White, the answer man on At Your Service, knows lots of answers, and with the help of 50,000 watts, reaches those who know the answers he doesn't. At 3 a.m., Jim White goes off, and on comes John McCormick, the man who walks and talks in the night. McCormick, 58, an all-night legend who says slightly huffily he is not a disc jockey and is justly proud of his knowledge of classical music. Bob Cruz, a 24-year-old top 40 player on WABC in New York, says, as a boy, I was fascinated by nighttime radio. It was a companion, especially in summer. I'd be up in my room, it'd be hot, a typical American home, Levittown, Long Island, and I had this ITT portable. It was thin, and you could put it under your pillow, and it didn't give you an ache in the neck. The biggest thrill for me was to pull in WKBW in Buffalo, and there'd be Jackson Armstrong talking a mile a minute. Like Cruz, Carol Ford, 22, fresh out of Ohio University, is a 1976 all-night addition to a station of childhood dreams, hers being WOWO, WOWO, a great place to be, 1190 on the dial, spreading over 28 states from downtown Fort Wayne. Sometimes callers may be slightly delirious, as one was to the Charlie Douglas and the Road Gang show from WWL New Orleans. Hey, Charlie Douglas, a UFO just landed on the top of my truck, said a caller. Douglas supplies trucking information for the entire country because that's where his listeners are, and his sponsors, too, including truck stops from Auburn, Massachusetts to Troutdale, Oregon. Buddy Ray, who knows the drivers from their studio visits and his live shows, is a late-night conduit between drivers and country stars, whom he knows from emceeing WWVA's 44-year-old Saturday Night Live show, Jamboree USA, whose 5 millionth ticket holder recently was awarded, family included, an all-expenses trip back to Wheeling for a future show. Harold Hensley also knows the stars. A Nashville personality, Harold is one of three MCs of the Grand Old Opry. Late Friday night after the Opry, Hensley hustles back to the WSM studio for the last of the week Harold Hensley show. The story from the Washington Post, dated Tuesday, December 14th, 1976. The second story is from the Minneapolis Star of December 20th, 1978. It's titled, Far Away Radio Voices Might Fade Away. Clear Channel Radio, where crackling voices from far away places bring the strange and eventful, the weird and the wonderful to hungry ears in prairie towns, lonely truck cabs, and out-of-the-way places all over America, may soon be a thing of the past. If America buys the idea, the signals of the nation's 25 most powerful radio stations will be cut back. In Minneapolis, a spokesman for WCCO Radio, the only clear channel station in Minnesota, said yesterday that his station plans to submit comments on the proposal. A signal cutback would curtail the national aspect of a WCCO institution, the Nighttime Neighbors Club, on Franklin Hobbs' late-night program. Chuck Hartley, WCCO Director of Promotion and Research, said club membership cards have been sent to listeners in 48 states. There also are members in Canada, and one listener from the Bahamas recently joined. Radio buffs credit the Clear Channel stations with everything from making pleasant noise in the middle of the night for insomniacs to bringing the pulse and vitality of the larger world into the provincial burgs and villages across America. One local listener said as a teenager with awestruck fascination, he listened to as many Clear Channel radio stations as he could find. He recalls staying up until 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning. I knew every Clear Channel in the country, he recalls. I remember hearing the voice from the Starlight Room of the Roosevelt Hotel in New Orleans on WWL. It was just a part of America. When you hear that radio station to the world stuff, you know it's true. The 25 Class 1A Clear Channel stations, whose signals span the nation at night, were established in the pre-television days of radio for defense purposes, linking Americans by radio signal during an emergency. The FCC wants to limit the protected range to about 750 miles, which for the stations could mean money, because advertising rates are based on audience, which is often based on the strength of the station's signal. Two newspaper articles from the 1970s about the impact of the clear channels. And with the benefit of hindsight, we all know now what the FCC accomplished by destroying nighttime radio. In addition to those shows we talked about, there were the music shows. I remember clearly American Airlines Music Till Dawn, Dolly Holiday held forth from Tennessee for the Holiday Inns, and then there was the venerable Franklin McCormick, who read poetry from Chicago. Surely you haven't forgotten what he sounded like. Why do I love you? I love you not only for what you are, but for what I am when I am with you. And that's the way it was in the 1970s, as the Clear Channel stations faced the imminent end of their exclusive protection as national radio broadcasters. Many of them nourished hopes and dreams, however, even as they looked back at their heritage of service.
Philosophical phrases have their place, but in themselves they are not enough. It takes action and purpose, strength and vision to turn the keys which unlock the doors to a better future. WCCO Radio, serving millions across the great Northwest and across the nation, is a part of that future, just as you are. There is work to be done. And for WCCO, this work comes in many shapes and forms. There's news to be reported so that we might all be better informed, better equipped to join and take an active part in the vision that lies out beyond. And what does lie beyond? One possibility is so vast that it staggers the imagination. With increased public reliance on radio for news and information, the Federal Communications Commission has faced new problems as the airways have become crowded, by signals for 4,900 radio stations. One plan calls for retaining only 12 clear channel stations, including WCCO Radio. The 12 clear channel radio stations would broadcast not at the 50,000 watts maximum now allowed, but at something much greater. And so, as the first 40 closes, WCCO Radio has applied for a license to develop its services at 750,000 watts to serve better than ever our great Northwest and to reach far beyond to areas where radio service is now limited.
But it was not to be. By the early 1980s, there were two or more stations on each of the formerly clear channels. Interestingly, throughout the final years of the clear channel proceeding, the FCC continually refused to consider FM as a radio service and instead insisted on the need for additional AM stations. The irony may be that the final breakup of the clear channel AM service, which was supposedly justified as the best way to provide new nighttime service to underserved areas, occurred the same year the FCC published Docket 8090. That docket would explode the FM band and add hundreds, if not thousands, of new signals, bringing solid service to those underserved areas. I worked overnights at WCCO during the late 1960s, and I remember what a thrill it was to be at the other end of our hobby, helping to transmit the service that so many of our DX veterans captured. At CCO, feedback would come in the form of phone calls from Seattle to Sarasota, and requests for QSL cards arrived from around the world. It was a great time to be in the radio business, and to be part of a nighttime radio scene that's gone, but certainly not forgotten. This is Mark Dernberger in Minneapolis. Until we meet again, good listening, DXers.
Before we flip over to side two of our cassette, let's pass along some information about the Voice of the Andes, HCJB. Alan Graham was kind enough to drop me an email and pass along the schedule for HCJB and also for DX Party Line. He writes, our schedule to North America for HCJB is as follows. From midnight to 0400 UTC, they'll be operating on the frequencies of 9745 and 12.015 to Eastern North America. From 0400 to 0700 UTC, they'll operate on 9745 and 12.015 to Western North America. From 1100 to 1600 UTC, HCJB operates on 15115 and 12.005 to North and South America. As far as DX Party Line goes, it airs at 0110 and 0410 on Sunday on 9745 and 12.015. And that's our information on HCJB. And it's time now for our DX change on the DX audio service. Robin Plitt has a realistic DX392 radio for sale. It's the multiband AM/FM longwave shortwave receiver that was made by Sanjian for Radio Shack. There's a built-in cassette recorder, which you can record off the radio, and it has a built-in microphone. There's a two-time zone clock, which can start the radio or recorder at a preset time. He would like $125 for the radio. He paid $199 for it about a year ago. The buyer would also have to pay the postage and the method that he or she desires to have it sent. Contact Robin at the following email address, plittr@juno.com. Or if you don't have email access, send a card or a letter to me here at the DX Audio Service. Address it to Robin Plitt, care of the DX Audio Service, and I'll pass it on. Kevin Redding has a Radio Shack TRF 12-656A AM radio with long-range TRF circuit, very similar to the 12-655 TRF. Very good condition, working, and runs on AC power or 4C cells. Contact Kevin Redding at lwdxer@juno.com for further information, or if you'd like to buy the radio, or send a card or letter to Kevin Redding, care of the DX Audio Service. David Freeman writes that he has vintage AM/FM radio shows available from the 1960s and 1970s from all over the U.S. and Canada. You can email Dave at davesairchecks, that's davesairchecks, at cs.com. And I'm not sure if those are available as in trade or for sale. Or you can write to Dave, Dave Freeman, care of the DX Audio Service. And that's our DX change on this edition. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, pop it on a card, letter, or email and send it to me here at the DX Audio Service.
Beguiler of time, gentle sorcerer, come weave your spell. Bring us more of the magical music of WDOK's Stereo Cleveland from 102.1 FM.
Flip over to Side 2 for more of the DX Audio Service.
Ha ha ha!